Westminster Weekend up next on Abounding Grace Radio. Join us. Pastor Chris Gordon, and on behalf of the Linden United Reformed Church, we bring you Westminster Weekend.
Thanks, Chris. Hi, this is Scott Clark for Westminster Weekend. Westminster Seminary, California is 30 years old this year, and we're celebrating by talking with graduates and others as they reflect on 30 years of being valiant for truth at Westminster Seminary, California. Recently, at our faculty conference, I had an opportunity to talk to a number of people about Westminster Seminary, California. In today's episode, you'll hear how they see Westminster Seminary, California. In 1929, the Presbyterian Church USA reorganized Princeton Seminary, fundamentally changing the nature of the seminary and moving it away from the Word of God as confessed by the Reformed churches. In response, J. Gresham Machen and other Princetonians formed a new seminary in Philadelphia, Westminster Seminary. Borrowing a character from Pilgrim's Progress, Ned B. Stonehouse, Machen's first biographer, described him as valiant for truth. So he was. 50 years later, in 1979, Westminster Seminary determined to be valiant for truth in the American West. And in 1980, Westminster Seminary, California was born. For 30 years, Westminster Seminary, California has trained more than 800 students who are serving Christ across the globe in dozens of countries. Her graduates include faithful pastors, elders, deacons, missionaries, and scholars who have planted dozens of congregations in North America and across the globe, and have served Christ in many vocations. In 2010, at Westminster Seminary, California, we remain committed to the original vision for Westminster Seminary, training pastors to be expert in the Scriptures. Thanks for your prayers and support for helping us to be valiant for truth, for Christ, His gospel, and His church.
I'm talking to Jason Stealth, author of Dual Citizens, just published by Reformation Trust. And Jason is a distinguished, as opposed to extinguished, alumnus from Westminster Seminary, California. Where are you pastoring, Jason?
I am pastoring in the Seattle area. I come out of a Calvary Chapel background. I had a little bit of ministry experience, but I didn't know anything. What I really needed was an education.
We weren't gonna say anything.
You all knew. I didn't know it at the time. I just appreciated the fact that it was very serious. It was fun. It was deep. It was engaging and challenging, but edifying at the same time. All those things. That's what it was for me. I miss my days here. Well, just knowing how to handle Scripture, knowing how to look through lenses, confessional lenses, knowing the biblical languages, and just know if you know the gospel, you can apply the gospel to people's lives. Because pastoral ministry, counseling, all that is all it is applying the gospel to people.
One of the pastors who has benefited from the ministry of Westminster Seminary, California, is the Reverend Andrea Ferrari, pastor of a confessional Reformed congregation in Milan, Italy, the first of what we hope will be many new Reformed congregations in Italy. He talks about how Westminster Seminary, California, has affected his journey to the Reformed faith.
Especially through the publications of books.
Are there particular books that were helpful?
A number of them. Lately, I received much benefit from your own book on recovering.
I'm not asking for a plug here.
No, that's okay. Really, but also historical books by Robert Godfrey, yeah, or more theological ones by Mike Horton. I can mention right now God of Promise.
Okay. That's Dr. Horton's book on covenant theology.
Yes, that's so right.
And you're in the process of, we hope, planting not just one, but we hope a series of Reformed congregations in Italy for the first time since...
Well, since the Waldenses.
Michael, what did you appreciate about your education at Westminster Seminary, California?
Well, I would say that the biggest thing is just how they force us to get into the original languages and see the value of really the effort being worth the result, being able to let the scriptures speak for themselves and not having to rely upon what someone else has written about the scriptures, but having the tools to get in and glean what God has given in the scriptures. I really can honestly say that I don't think that there's any way that any part of my ministry that hasn't been affected by my education.
Esther Wawru-Iru is a 1989 graduate of Westminster Seminary, California, serving in Nairobi, Kenya.
I had wanted to study Greek for many years because I always wanted to have a better understanding of the Word of God. I wanted to take a passage and be able to go deeper into its meaning, something I couldn't quite do with just the ordinary English translations. I always had this craving, you know, wanting to know a little bit sort of beyond just what I'm reading in English. So Westminster was excellent in that respect, in that we did Greek 1, Greek 2, Greek 3, and by the time we did Greek 3, we were in a position to take a passage and be able to translate it. And from the actual process of translation, for me, was just sheer joy. I would find myself in the library sometimes just bursting into laughter from just the sheer pleasure of discovering the treasures of God's Word.
Talking to the Reverend Carl Hoist, who is the father of Anton Hoist, who is a graduate of Westminster Seminary, California. So you have two perspectives on this seminary, one as a father of a graduate and as a fellow pastor.
Not only in Anton's case, but in a couple of other seminary graduates from here, what they know, what they're able to articulate, and the love of Christ that comes out in their preaching has convinced me that not only are the academics here superb, but the heart and passion for the gospel are the best I've seen. That's correct.
So, Austin, you're serving a congregation in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
Harvest PCA.
Yeah. It's right in the heart of Omaha, Nebraska. I'm all the more prepared to preach to God's people and teach them the Word of God because of the instruction here at Westminster, the rigorous education in the languages. It has benefits every week for me. The weeks that I preach, I'm in it all the time. And so week by week, I'm using the tools that Westminster gave to me for the church. And without those tools, I couldn't do the task I'm called to do.
I'm talking to Pastor Andrew Kennedy, who has had either the privilege or the misfortune of pastoring several Westminster Seminary, California faculty. What has been your experience of working with Westminster Seminary faculty and students in their congregation?
Well, the first thing I have to say is that they're very gracious to sit under my preaching, and they have been very encouraging. And I have found that these are men of tremendous scholarship. and of great dedication to the gospel.
How has the seminary been useful for you personally in your ministry?
Well, I've been enriched in conferences such as this. These have been very helpful, and the writings of the professors as well. So, well, the seminary has been a tremendous blessing to our church here in town. It's really been a tremendous blessing. So we're grateful to God for that.
Dr. Howell Jones on Westminster Seminary, California.
Increasingly, the Reformation is regarded as a tragedy. Those who think in that way are undermining the uniqueness of the gospel, the health of the church, and its usefulness in the world. Here at Westminster, our commitment is still to those solas of the Reformation. Sola Scriptura, sola fide, solo Christo, sola gratia, and supremely, of course, soli Deo Gloria. And not only is our commitment to those things, but our confidence is in what they actually express.
We're talking with Pastor Brian Voss. And when did you graduate from Westminster Seminary, California?
Spring of 97.
How has your education at Westminster Seminary in California prepared you for pastoral ministry and affected the way you conduct your ministry?
I can't imagine a better preparation. High academic rigor, but also a warm devotional spirit. I think it's prepared me very well with the emphasis upon Christ-centeredness and the gospel. So I'm very happy with it.
Gary, what do you appreciate about Westminster Seminary in California?
It speaks the truth. The absolute and whole truth of what all of Scripture has to say. And the men here teach it with passion and knowledge and conviction. And it's the only place that I know of in the United States or practically the whole world where all the men here are on the same page and do the same thing. They produce the best ministers that I've ever seen.
R.C. Sproul on Westminster Seminary, California.
I never dreamed that there would ever be a crisis on the doctrine of justification among evangelicals, since that's what's defined our faith historically. All evangelicals have embraced, historically, the doctrine of justification by faith alone, until now. This is the first time in history that I know of that professing evangelicals have negotiated that doctrine and considered it not all that important, by entering into unholy alliances with people who categorically reject it. But that's one of the things I love about Westminster Seminary. This is one of the few seminaries in this country that is acutely conscious of this crisis and is zealous to maintain the central importance and essential truth of justification by faith alone. My favorite seminary in the United States, in the whole United States, is Westminster.
Dr. W. Robert Godfrey, President of Westminster Seminary, California.
I'd like to say to future students that I believe we have an outstanding seminary here at Westminster, where you will find a community of scholarship, a community of faith, a community of commitment to the church as Christ's institution and bride, and that we have a passion here for the truth of Jesus Christ. We have a passion to study the Word of God, and we have a passion to build up churches to make Christ known.
That's it for Westminster Weekend. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another episode of Westminster Weekend. Find us on the web at wscal.edu or call us at 888-480-8474. Email us at weekend@wscal.edu. Now here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Westminster Weekend was brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times on the Lord's Day. You can visit us on the web at lindenurc.com, or you can give us a call, 360-318-0429. Again, that web address is lindenurc.com. We thank you for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.